B-Pod Studios.
It's Valentine's Day.
Today we celebrate Saint Valentine.
Is it Valentine's Day?
Happy Valentine's Day!
What are you getting me for Valentine's Day?
A dozen red roses and a box of fine Belgian chocolates.
Happy Valentine's Day!
Happy Valentine's Day!
Happy Valentine's Day!
Love is in the air.
And I have so much love to give!
Happy Valentine's Day.
That's cute.
It's showtime.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, good morning. Yes, indeed, it's Valentine's Day. It's 5:37. And it's going to be a difficult one because I think folks might be kind of football hungover.
Yeah.
Guys, so give them a break if you maybe, if the guy doesn't make all your dreams come true today. He's tired.
I think there are a lot of women who have the football hangover, too.
Oh, is that right?
I mean, not this woman, I'm just saying that there are a lot of football fans out there of the female variety.
But I'm just saying the female variety is generally the recipient of all the Valentine's. So I'm just saying if your guy slacks today, you know, give him a break.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No.
I'm just saying that in case.
Yeah. It's not going to work.
No, it didn't work. I left my wife a dozen roses this morning.
Really?
On the kitchen table. So wake
Where'd
up to that.
Where'd you get them?
I'm not going to talk about that.
Did you get them at the grocery store?
I'm not going to. Why would I?
You got them at the grocery store.
Is there shame in that game?
No, there's no shame in that game.
No shame in that game.
No. But if you want to order.
But if I get them in a gas station, then that's shame.
Yes.
Close, right?
Although I do have a recommendation for anybody who's looking for flowers.
Okay, go.
Heritage Flowers in Lakeville.
Oh.
They're lovely.
Yeah.
My cousin owns it.
Oh, well, right? Okay.
Mm-hmm. And she sent my mother a dozen roses, but my mother's away, so I got them.
Oh, that's nice.
And they're beautiful.
Are they red roses?
No, they are yellow.
Yellow means
this would be like would this be payola or plugola?
Yeah, that's plantola.
Yeah,
yeah.
All right,
definitely,
good.
Definitely
plantola.
Plant. Yeah,
yes.
Good. I like it. Yeah. Yeah, it's a plant.
Yeah, she can send me a fern too. So yeah, that's great.
Oh no,
your cousin Fern.
Anyway. A pro tip, by the way, I saw about Valentine's, which I never knew that, with flowers. Mm-hmm. If you want to get more life out of those, that dozen you just got, you got to put in a little hooch, a little vodka.
All right, I
just
have
put
a lot
shot of,
that. Of
vodka in. Don't put your finest. Just put in your low-rent vodka in there.
You're good to go. All vodka's the same.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, good
Pretty
to
much.
Know.
There's not really like a great, like, oh, this vodka's better than that vodka.
Okay, then just dump whatever
just
you got
dump
in
whatever
there,
in there.
Good
go
things
ahead.
Will happen. Those flowers will stay up longer. That's awesome.
Yay.
See, vodka does that, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Anyway, we're still giving away cash. That'd be a nice bonus for the 15K No Repeat Workday Song of the Day. Billy Joel, We Didn't Start the Fire. That's a great song. And we're going to do it 9 o'clock hour.
Nice.
Okay, we play it. You call. You're lucky I'm 100. And you win $500,
and
okay?
You can afford flowers today.
You can,
yeah.
Because today's not the best day to buy flowers. Tomorrow is. Am I right?
Well, yeah, kind
right?
of.
With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. Mornings. More 80s. More variety. All day. All night. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. 80s and more. Hey, good morning. It's 5:57. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Happy Valentine's Day. Hope you get all your chocolates and you eat them up and they're all over your face.
What?
And you get a good Valentine's chocolate kiss.
Oh, yeah.
That's what that is right there. Sorry, I did that, LBF.
Yeah, I see what you did there.
Chocolate kiss. Mm-hmm. Okay, fine. We're under a weather advisory, so we'll check into that more. Plus, I'm going to tell you a song worth $500 to you coming up.
All right. Well, it's 17 degrees in Boston, and the Los Angeles Rams are Super Bowl champions. The Rams defeated the Cincinnati Bengals 23-20 in Englewood last night, so hope everyone got some sleep. The person who died in a weekend crash in Dover is identified as 18-year-old Owen Bingham of Sherburn. The team was driving a car that hit a guardrail on Powderhouse Road in Dover early Saturday morning. Bingham died at the scene, and four other teenage boys were injured. Boston set a record high temperature on Saturday. The National Weather Service indicates that it was 60 degrees Saturday in Boston, breaking the record of 58 that was set more than two decades ago.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. And then all the snow melted.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then
it snowed.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was fun.
That was fun.
And Auction House Golden is hosting a thriller of an auction. Michael Jackson's white crystal glove that he wore during the 1984 Victory Tour is currently available for bidding. The iconic piece of music history last sold for just over $100,000 2 years ago. The starting bid for the glove was set at $20,000. In sports, the Celtics defeated the Atlanta Hawks 105-95 last night. Boston visits the 76ers tomorrow. And the Bruins visit the Rangers tomorrow. Weather today, as you said, the winter weather advisory until 8 o'clock this morning. Like lots more, 1 to 2 inches of snow.
Yeah.
More than yesterday.
Unexpected.
Unexpected
guest.
Yes, exactly. Right? And snow this morning will give way to clearing this afternoon, a high of only 22.
That's it, but you don't want the real feel. You do.
No, I don't. I'm freezing in the studio.
Yeah, no, we're talking single digits. Okay. Mm. All right, see how the roads are this morning, Brian Bell.
All right, Chuckie, your ride is brought to you by Dairy Queen. DQ fans, this Valentine's Day, get a DQ Cupid cake with a layer of red velvet cake blizzard, cake pieces, and cream cheese icing. Mm. Perfectly sized for two, only at your DQ.
That sounds pretty good.
Sure does.
I like it. DQ open, though, this time of year?
Yeah.
I guess they wouldn't be
advertising.
I was going to say, otherwise they wouldn't be advertising. A really dumb plan.
Yeah. You know? Glad you said it.
Well, okay, fine. Mine's closed. That's all I'm saying.
All
Route
right,
20,
well,
Route 28.
Well, I mean, it's 6 in the North morning.
No, but yes. It's shut down for the year. Okay. You don't get no Brazier Burger there.
Oh, well.
Whatever you can get there. fine. Okay. Hey, your $500, 15K NRP Workday song today is Billy Joel, We Didn't Start the Fire, although we could use one.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little chilly. 9 o'clock hour, caller 100 wins $500.
Nice.
Okay. Beasley Media Group's 105.7 WROR. WROR HD1.
105.7 WROR, 80s and more. Great band for Valentine's Day, wouldn't you say, LBF?
Oh, yeah.
Lover Boy.
Gross.
Okay, fine. I just, you know,
just
like an old Valentine's thing. You just don't like that word.
Lover.
Lover. What is your issue with that word?
It's gross.
It's Valentine's Day.
Lover.
Lover.
Oh, you're like, get away from me.
Okay. Happy Valentine's, everybody. All right, here's Fleetwood Mac.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, good morning. Hope you're feeling good after the Super Bowl. I kind of liked it because I didn't have a dog in that hunt.
I know, it's easier.
No dog in the hunt. Didn't care. Except one of my girls is in L.A., so I know she wanted it for her. So I kind of was a Ram fan, but I wouldn't have lost sleep either way.
That's like every Super Bowl for me.
Okay. Right. Even if the Pats are in it?
Even if the only reason I care is that I know that people will be in a bad mood the next day if they don't win, and then it affects my day because I have to deal
with
them.
I got you.
Grumpy people.
But who are you rooting for, Brian? Did you care?
I wanted the Bengals.
You wanted the Bengals?
I like the kind of underdog story.
If they won, fine. You know, I like that kind of Super Bowl. Low commitment.
Yeah,
right?
Low.
I'm just there for the entertainment.
Yeah, that's exactly.
And the entertainment is pretty good, right?
Isn't it nice to go into a Super Bowl with that?
Wow. That's
I've been
not
doing
bad,
this for
LBF.
Years.
Yes.
This is great. It's
you
just like, whatever.
Turn off the TV.
Halftime show.
And how'd you guys like the halftime show? Brian, you posted ROR Morning Show. You loved it.
I loved it.
So good.
It was fun. That was a good show. I knew all the music from my old wedding DJ business.
Yeah.
Because that was like music from the 80s, 90s, right?
90s,
2000. 90s, 2000, Eminem. I didn't know so much about Kendrick Lamar.
No, he's a little bit, he's newer.
I mean, he's a fast rapper.
Yes.
He raps fast. I need him around Christmas time. It'd be great. Hey, can you rap that
great.
Fast?
He
yeah, it'd be great. But no,
nice
solid show,
Snoop.
Right?
Yeah, it's you know what? It's funny because the songs were just great, and I forgot how much I liked them.
Yep.
You know? It was like just reminded me of, like, you know.
California.
90s, being young.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Well, I guessed it when they rolled out the stage. I said to my wife, I think that's like Compton or something. That was a really cool stage they did.
It wasn't like an apartment. I don't know.
It was supposed to be Compton, right?
Oh.
Respect, because it was L.A.,
okay.
And that's where that music came from.
Yeah, I loved the
correct.
Set.
It was
and
cool.
The cars. Did you like the cars? It was a pretty cool
band. That. Do I like the cars?
Yeah.
They were awesome.
Not the band.
No, the cars. I know the convertibles. Yeah. Those were like Feral. I don't know what they were, but they were Impalas or something.
It was fun.
No, it was a good show. Favorite commercial? I got to go with Larry David. That was funny. I like that premise.
I liked the Sopranos electric car. That was great.
Truck.
Except for I saw somebody tweet, Tony ain't driving electric trucks.
Well, that's the whole point. It's a new generation. Move over, old guy.
Okay.
Yeah. Old dead guy?
Yeah, exactly.
What it is, I ain't driving electric.
Right, exactly.
You know what I'm saying here?
Yeah, no, that's where we
that was pretty good spot.
That's where
it's at. It was good.
Yeah,
I liked also the one the NFL put one together with all the when the players came out of the video game. That was great. That was well done.
Oh right, and destroyed the house.
Yeah, I like that. It was like Cat in the Hat came through football.
Yeah.
Right, that's
yeah,
how I saw it. It was like Cat in the Hat, you know.
Yeah. I what I realized is that I'm apparently supposed to be investing in Bitcoin, but I refuse to, or like some.
Brian, you did that QR code, right, Brian?
That was. Did you see that commercial where it was just a QR code bouncing across the screen?
And you did it?
I was like, I got my phone right here. Let me see. It was a Coinbase commercial where they gave you $15 worth of Bitcoin if
How's
you signed
it doing
up.
For you?
I've made 10 cents.
Hey, now.
So by the next
well,
penny,
well, well.
See you suckers later.
Yeah. But look at us. We didn't even talk about the game. The game was fantastic. You know who's fun to follow on Twitter during a football game is Zoe. He's out of his mind because he just one word and you don't know what he's saying.
It's like the Twitter version of grunting.
That's what he is.
He's like, ugh.
That's all
stupid,
I saw. He would do
dumb.
That. Yeah. I'm like, I just follow Zolak and it's like, stupid.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, which
okay,
one?
What?
It was like 20 seconds ago.
Here you go. His last tweet hours ago was, throw flag.
Just yelling into so the void.
Yeah. All in all.
Anyway, the game was great. I stayed up for the whole thing. That was a great game.
Yeah.
As far as Super Bowls go, again, no dog in that hunt.
Again.
You weren't even in the hunt.
Nope, I was in bed after the halftime show. See ya. Moving on to Valentine's Day.
We're on to Valentine's
Day. On to Valentine's Day.
Anyway, good. Oh, we'll talk about more of that coming up. But don't forget, Billy Joel, I didn't start the fire, or we didn't start the fire.
I didn't.
It's okay. It's worth $500 in the 9 o'clock hour. Be up for that, okay? You do have a dog in that hunt.
Yes.
Okay, good. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's Bob LBF and Brian Prince and Raspberry Beret. Everybody, I would say he was always one of the consensus top three Super Bowl performers, I would say. People loved Prince's show. It was just a extravaganza of him doing everything. He could do everything. Mm-hmm. Piano, guitar, sing, dance.
Yeah, so, and then it rained when he sang Purple Rain.
Yeah.
And he didn't get
tough to beat.
Yes.
So when you talk about great halftime show, you got to say Prince was alone. Where last night's show was, you know, took
a collab.
A more of a collaboration.
Mm-hmm.
But, so don't sleep on Prince. Still
don't,
a great show.
Don't.
Okay.
Be easy because he's tiny.
Yeah, you can actually roll over and sleep on Prince. Anyway, 6:25. First, before we go into morning court, which is going to be a good one today, our buddy Jason is out and about. He's, I don't know if he's snow plowing.
Yeah, he is.
He's doing some, he's
Sandy.
Doing the work the rest of us don't want to do. Hey, good morning, Jason.
Hey, good morning, guys. And LBF, what's going on?
Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Are you out working?
Happy Valentine's Day to you, too.
Are you working?
Yeah, I've been out, I haven't gone to bed yet. So.
Oh, Jason's been plowing all night.
Yikes.
Right.
I'm salting right now. So.
Oh, you're salting.
Oh, all right.
A little
nice.
Salty today. It's a powdery, though, right? It's a powdery snow.
Yeah, nice.
Well,
hey, can I give a shout out to my cousin?
Well, who is he?
Scott McLeod.
All right. Why are we shouting out Scott?
Sorry, Jimmy McLeod.
Oh, okay. Your cousin.
Yeah, forget about Scott.
Okay.
Here we go. Another world class shout out. All right. Go for it, Jason.
I was just talking to my friend Scott, so that's why it was on my brain.
Okay.
I'd like to give a shout out to Jimmy McLeod Landscaping. You guys are killing it. Be good.
Canton
Stoughton.
Yep. Just getting it done.
Getting it done.
I love it. Hey, Jason, once again, thanks for the awesome gifts you brought away from Yellowstone.
Oh, that was fun. I you know, it was awesome to be able to come in and finally meet you guys, you know?
Great. Wow. I love my mug.
And laugh like hell, you know?
Yeah. Well, I hope we didn't disappoint, you know, sometimes when you meet your idols,
God,
you know.
No. Oh, God. Relax.
All right. I'm kidding. No, Jason, you're the best. Appreciate it, buddy.
You guys have a great day. And,
you too.
I'll be safe.
All right, get to bed. See ya.
We'll catch you.
Bye, Jason.
Bye.
Jason's out there salting. No, he went to Yellowstone snowmobiling and brought us back coffee mugs. Great.
I love my coffee mug.
I noticed.
It's perfect. It's perfect. It's the perfect mug.
Yeah, you put it on Facebook. You're
I
so
did. I was happy. So happy. My sister threatened to steal it.
No, not good. Hey, morning court's coming up. Holly's on the phone. So she's reconnected with an ex-boyfriend from way back. I guess she was married, he was married, they got divorced, she's divorced, and they went out and had a wonderful weekend, except he doesn't think so. Okay?
He doesn't. Huh?
He doesn't think it was all that great.
Really?
We'll find out why coming up. Oh, yeah, and it's also sponsored.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. That's how big it is. It's important. Sponsored by Dairy Queen.
I love Dairy Queen.
See, I told you. DQ fans, this Valentine's Day, get a DQ Cupid cake with a layer of red velvet cake, blizzard, cake pieces, and cream cheese icing. Perfectly sized for two, only at your DQ. Morning Court in 10. All right, Brian, let's see how the roads are.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying, enable ROR Boston. Then say, open ROR. More at WROR.com. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show.
All rise. ROR Morning Court is now in session.
Order, order.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Ryan.
Morning Court is in session. Today's plaintiff is Holly. Good morning, Holly.
Good morning. Good morning, you guys. How are you?
We're good. Thanks for coming to Morning Court.
Yeah, well, I listen to Morning Court all the time with you guys, and I just thought I'll give it a shot.
Why not? Well, you sent us an email at WROR.com/court, and looks like you recently connected with an old boyfriend. That's the good news.
Yeah.
What's the bad news? What's going on?
Okay, well, it's been great. I reconnected with this old boyfriend of mine from college. He was my college sweetheart. And it's kind of amazing. Facebook, you know, we got back in touch. I got married. He got married. I got divorced. He got divorced. So it was like perfect timing. Reconnected just like old times. Picked up right where we left off.
Yeah.
Within a few weeks of flirting.
Okay.
Boom. He invited me to his place in Rhode Island.
Where now? Where are you, Holly? Yeah, 603.
I live in New Hampshire.
That's what I thought. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So a little nice day trip down there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it was fabulous. The weekend was like magical. We went to Newport, grabbed some drinks, dinner, watched movies. It was so much fun.
Okay.
Here's the thing. Okay. So it came to bedtime and I stayed in the guest room.
That's
alone.
Right.
Alone.
I wasn't ready to go there again, you guys. You know, we're reconnected, but we've been through a lot.
Yeah.
First time we've seen each other in person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's understandable. Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. So
the next morning we get up, we have brunch. We kissed goodbye. I went home. Everything felt great.
Okay.
And then I didn't hear from him for a few days, which is real, like unlike him in the way we've been talking. So I reached out. Okay, get this. This is what he said to me. Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah, I'm more than ready. Soft. Yeah.
Okay. So he told me he's disappointed the way the weekend went and the lack of you know what.
Disappointed.
He told me, he's like, honest. It's not like we're strangers and we haven't been down that road before. And he doesn't need another buddy.
Oh, wow. He put it out there.
Yeah,
well, you didn't. He did. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he put it out.
You can't take him anywhere.
Yeah. Jeez.
Oh, my God. It was kind of hurt.
No, I know. Yeah. I don't mean to kid. So that must have been shocking to hear that. Jeez.
Yeah. Okay. But then there's more.
Okay. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
So he tells me, I'd love to see you again this weekend, but not as friends. And I can come down, but basically, if I'm not putting out, he has to move on.
Oh, he said
that? This guy is very...
Well, he didn't say putting out, but right. You know, yeah, this but is what like, he meant.
You get it. He doesn't want to
He said
be...
do it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Blast it up.
Yeah, I got to blast it up. I'm a classy lady, you guys.
Wow. So, Holly, you're that's, well, you know, it's certainly being forward. You can't say it doesn't.
No games.
I got to
tell you, no games.
No games there.
Exactly. And I respect that. Look, I know he doesn't want to waste time. I get it. And maybe I question myself. Like, am I being too old fashioned?
This is tough.
This is a tough one.
I'm not going to say to you, yeah, go down there. You know, that's your business. But the bigger question is,
does the place have a water view?
Exactly.
Okay.
How many? Is it a walk to the ocean or a drive?
How nice.
No.
It's a walk.
Holly, so the question is more, is he being way too forward here? That's a lot of pressure because he has certain expectations that need to be met.
All right. Or is he just breaking down some walls? Like, what are we waiting for? Let's just, you know, let's do this. Just not in the most romantic fashion ever.
True.
Just, you know, kind of like, you know, what the question is, why are you holding back? I can't believe I'm actually saying that, but I'm just, you know, that's one question you got to ask in all the questions of asking.
Holly, go lightly.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Oh, God. You've been waiting this whole time to say that, right? Holly. Okay.
No, I just came to me. So, Holly, look, here is the deal. Just keep the radio on.
Yeah.
We're going to have lots of people chiming in with some advice on how they feel about your situation. Because you should never be pressured with an ultimatum, and it kind of feels like that to me.
Is it pressure, or is it just, like, total honesty?
Total honesty.
Okay. I don't know. That's all right. A good question.
Let's get some advice for Holly. She is going to be listening, so give us a call, 888-410-1057, Morning Court in Session. Holly, stay with us, okay?
I'll be here.
The next few minutes. Yeah, we'll see what the listeners have to say. Okay?
Thanks, guys.
Okay. I mean, it's so he was disappointed. Doesn't need another buddy. I know you guys, we watched the Super Bowl last night. Maybe we're a little tired, but, you know, Holly would love to hear what you have to say. What should she do? Because he was so disappointed that, you know, Holly separate bedrooms, okay?
Yeah.
Need you say more. So what do you think she should do next? 888-410-1057. 1057 WROR. 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Happy Valentine's Day. Yes, we're trying to help out Holly. She got reconnected with an ex boyfriend. She went to his place in Newport for a nice getaway weekend, and then he calls her, I guess, afterwards and said, "Yeah, I don't need another buddy because Holly didn't, you know, how the best way to say it?
Put out.
Thank you. All right, so Holly didn't put out, and I think he wants to put Holly out. All right." So let's see if we can help her out. 888-410-1057. You're up. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. My name is David. I've got some thoughts on Morning Court.
All right, David. Yeah, so poor Holly today. She had to get scheduled the day after the Super Bowl, so we'll see if we can get her some help.
Yeah. Well, today is Valentine's Day, right?
So
I think maybe she needs to just give it a chance because this guy has just clearly been through the ringer. And it's time for him to get back to the world, and he's just a little impetuous, a little impatient. What he should do, what he ought to do if he's listening, is take her out to a beautiful romantic dinner and woo her the way he should have wooed her that weekend.
Yeah, and I think instead of the woo, he thought was going to be a shoe-in because they've been together.
Yeah.
Right.
He's been there, done that, right? So he's like, I'm ready to go, and let's go. And I think that's just not fair.
LBF, care to speak about that?
A little bit of time, and she needs to give her a little bit of space.
Yeah. LBF, your thoughts?
On that?
Yeah.
Yeah, wooing.
Woo.
A little wooing, you know. I mean, this is not,
it's not a shoe-in; it's a woo-in.
You gotta, I'm not rhyming it. I won't partake in your Dr. Seuss.
A little woo before the woo-woo.
That's right.
Holly, go lightly. Holly, go lightly. Right.
Holly, go lightly.
You're all over it this morning.
Yeah, I know. Apologize for that. Not a lot of sleep. Could get worse. But but thanks, Dave. You're right. He needs
to
step up his game. Okay. Thanks, Dave.
Absolutely.
Bye bye. So I don't say the pressure is on Holly now because he kind of put out what the expectations are of her if they're going to continue, right?
Yeah, I mean, I admire his honesty. I don't think I like him very much, but I admire his honesty.
Okay. I mean,
so
there's
that. You know, there's no games.
He doesn't want to play any games. And but was that too much too soon?
Right.
Holly's listening. Let's help her out. 888-410-1057. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It is 6:57. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Happy Monday, Valentine's Day, all that. And coming up, we're going to tell you the song that's worth $500. That'd be nice for your Valentine.
Yeah.
Okay, LBF, what's going on?
All right, it's 18 degrees in Boston. The Los Angeles Rams are Super Bowl champions. The Rams defeated the Bengals 23-20 in Inglewood last night. The person who died in a weekend crash in Dover is identified as 18-year-old Owen Bingham of Sherburn. The team is driving a car that hit a guardrail on Powderhouse Road in Dover early Saturday morning. Bingham died at the scene and four other teenage boys were injured. More Americans are leaving Ukraine as the White House warns a Russian attack could happen at any moment. The U.S. already ordered all non-emergency embassy staff to leave and will evacuate the rest today or tomorrow. Ukraine's leader is urging calm. And Hollywood is paying tribute to the man best known for directing the 1984 hit Ghostbusters. Ivan Reitman died in his sleep over the weekend at his California home. The 75-year-old was producing a sequel to Twins and set to begin directing this month. In sports, the Celtics beat the Hawks 105-95 last night. They visit the 76ers tomorrow, and the Bruins visit the Rangers tomorrow.
Do we know, because he was going to do another Twins, that Ivan Reitman, was it going to be the same Schwarzenegger and DeVito?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah.
I mean,
it was a cute movie. You know, good 80s movie.
Sure.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. That wasn't like Zach Galifianakis or somebody in it, I thought.
Yeah, they probably need to update.
Recast, yeah. Okay. I'm not sure.
All right, we'll figure it out.
Anyway, snow this morning will give way to some clearing this afternoon. High of 22.
Yikes. Single digits is the real feel. Okay?
Yeah.
So not good. Stay close to your Valentine today.
It was Tracy Morgan.
Tracy Morgan and who?
Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito. It's called Triplets.
Oh, Triplets.
Triplets. Okay, well, that's kind of fun.
I love Tracy Morgan. He's a hoot. Okay, 658, Brian, how are the roads at Super Bowl Monday?
All right, this is brought to you by Duncan. We have some problems out there.
I'm off. Yes, we're on to Valentine's Day today. Yes, indeed. Don't forget your flowers and all that good stuff for your Valentine today, guys. Chocolates. You still want chocolates, don't you?
Well, yeah, but
like that?
Doesn't your wife get you something for Valentine's
Day?
Yes,
okay, she will. But she doesn't give me chocolates. Maybe a card would be nice. You know, maybe
like
a little.
What do guys want for Valentine's Day?
That's a good question.
Because you're always talking like guys get the girl stuff, but girls get guy stuff.
That's a good question. Yeah. I don't know what
I usually
want.
Get Dave Take Five bars because that's his favorite.
He likes Take Five bars? Mm-hmm. I like a chunky.
You like a chunky?
I love chunky bars.
Chunkies are good. That's
chunky's everything.
Yeah,
it's everything.
It's chunky.
And more.
It's got everything.
Well, I didn't think about that. Yeah.
Yeah, so maybe we'll get you a chunky.
But don't feel like you got to buy me flowers. I don't know.
No, I don't.
No, thank you.
I don't feel that at all.
Okay, good. Anyway, the song.
Not for a second.
You don't get Dave flowers, so why would you?
No.
Right. Okay, your $500 song of the day today for the 15K North Beat Workday is Billy Joel's We Didn't Start the Fire, although you could use one today.
Yes.
It's cold, okay? We're going to play the 9 o'clock hour. Caller 100 gets $500. Happy Valentine's.
Beasley Media Group's 105.7 WROR. WROR. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, happy Valentine's Day, everybody. It's 7:15. It's going to be a little cold out there. Today, a high of only 22. So winter advisory till 8 today. And it's going to feel really cold. Single digits. It's going to feel like 8. And that's what it's going to be tonight. 8 degrees. Tomorrow, sunny and 30. And then we'll start creeping our way back in the 40s and 50s. So it's all good.
Okay.
It's all good. And LBF, thank you.
Yes, I know.
Thank you for bringing my Valentine's gift today.
Mm-hmm.
So last night, I guess, you asked Lucy.
Yeah, I was cooking up some
meatballs,
mm-hmm. and I had two big pots of them, and I was talking to Lucy, and I asked her a question.
And here's how that went.
Should I share the lip balm, Brian? No.
Whoa! No? Lucy says no.
She thought about it. She looked, and she was like, no.
She thought about it, and then she...
I thought she was going to say yes. She's usually pretty
I thought
generous.
She was going to say yes, too.
Nope.
She wanted to say yes.
She did.
But you can tell that...
Should I share the lip balm, Brian?
Thinking.
No.
That's so funny. But you did. You snuck them by her?
I did. I was like, I'll wait till she's asleep.
Talk to me about these, please.
Okay, well, first they're turkey meatballs.
Turkey
in
meatballs.
My father-in-law's... sauce.
Father-in-law's
recipe. Italian.
You made the
Jersey.
Sauce, too?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going in.
All right, go.
They're small. They're small
Yes,
balls.
They are. They're small.
Small. Which, well, they are. I mean, they're not like...
They're just kind of like party balls.
Yes. Oh. You know what I mean? I just grabbed a couple.
So you can kind of like eat them and not have to cut them up.
Yeah, that's right. I just grabbed
like
a couple.
Like standing around. Uh-huh. Standing around meatballs.
Yeah.
Well...
Those are very tasty. Those are turkey balls?
Yeah. See? They're good for you.
Usually, you don't get that moist with the turkey balls.
No.
Well, that's really moist.
I hate that word, but
do
I'm
you?
Gonna go for it. Yes.
Yeah. It's so good, LBF. I'd be hovering around
yeah,
that
you would. Pot. Exactly.
You'd be like,
excuse me, leave some for the rest.
Yeah, exactly.
I want you to have a piece of bread.
Yeah, and do you have to use a new toothpick every time?
No.
So good.
Right? Aren't they good? Aren't they worth the wait?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You make a good sauce, too.
Yes.
Very
I do.
Good.
Because this of my father-in-law.
This is no ragu.
No.
No, you made this.
Yes, I did.
Wow.
I like to cook.
Well, share us some
but
cooking
I just don't.
Tips. share
okay.
some sauce tips.
Well, really, you know what, everybody?
Yeah.
Stop getting so fancy. All it is tomato paste. Annoying, by the way, those little cans.
Oh, then, yeah.
You know, just gonna...
Open both
hands. Yeah. Tomato paste, water, a little Parmesan cheese, a little olive oil, you know, your basic stuff like sugar, a little sugar.
A little bit.
Oregano and basil.
It's so good.
Parsley.
Did Dave know you absconded with a few of these?
No. I did it in dark of the night. There's plenty at home.
Is there? That's good. Plenty. These are great.
Because you can go to Costco and get I swear to God, 8 pounds of turkey. Mm.
I'll
and
say
it's
it
good
again.
For you.
It's moist.
Please don't say it again.
Really? That bothers
for the
you?
Love of God. How about just tasty?
Tasty?
Yeah.
It's so good. Wow. Wow. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You can bring those anytime you want.
Okay.
Just get them by Lucy and Dave.
Is it worth the wait, Bob?
They were worth the wait.
I'm sorry, Brian. I didn't make gluten-free.
Yeah,
ones.
Well, it's fine. You like Bob more.
No, well, it's not
it's
it.
Just, it's just, no, it's convenient.
Yeah. You need the breadcrumbs.
You need the breadcrumbs.
It's gluten-free breadcrumbs.
Yeah, I didn't have those on hand. I had panko breadcrumbs. It was panko, not breadcrumbs.
Fine. You can't eat panko either?
No. Can't eat anything.
No, that's terrible.
It's tough to cook for. That's why I brought him chocolate.
Not that
okay, I didn't get chocolate. That's good.
Yeah, you didn't get chocolate. He got chocolate. You got meatballs. You know who didn't get anything? Me. I'm sitting here eating an apple.
that is true,
but
Brian.
But you
really
guys, whatever.
Let her down, Brian. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. Hey, it's Bob, LBF from Brian. Happy Valentine's Day. And Super Bowl kind of breakdown today. We're talking about that. The game was great, I thought, right to the end. Congrats to Cooper Kupp for being the MVP. He was phenomenal.
That's his name, Cooper Kupp?
Cooper Kupp. And that's what Carolyn said, too. Your last name is Kupp. You named your kid Cooper?
Cooper Kupp.
Cooper Kupp.
Sounds like something someone would wear in a Super Bowl game.
Yeah, right?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's a Cooper Kupp.
It's Cooper Kupp. Maybe a copper Cooper Kupp.
Maybe.
Maybe it's made of copper.
All right.
Anyway, so the game was great, and halftime is really funny. We talk about the halftime show. Either you love it, or you did not. And we put it up on the ROR Morning Show Facebook page. Yeah. Brian said it was fire.
Oh,
right?
That's it was really Brian's fun. Words. It was just, it fire. Was really, I don't know, I just really liked it. It just made you want to get up and dance.
It was.
Lucy certainly did.
I love that.
Yeah.
She was up having a good
up
time.
On her feet.
Yep. It was quite a show. It was a half hour. It must be one of the, I remember.
Was it a half hour?
Well, no, I mean, I should say this. Between, because I timed it.
Yeah.
It was 8 o'clock when halftime started, and they kicked off again at 8:32.
Okay.
It was a long time. You have some of the sound from the show?
Sure, we had a little montage.
Just a montage.
There
it was
you
great.
Go.
It's the one and only D.R.E. Now let me welcome everybody to the Wild Wild West. A state that's untouchable like Elliot Ness. The track is your eardrum like a slug to your chest. Pack a vest for your Jimmy in the city you're saying. I like that.
Biddy, upside down.
Yeah, Buck Biddy.
Yeah, he's about 250.
He's
point.
About 250. Yeah.
That's
Mary J.
Shaming.
She passed out at the end.
Well, she was busy. She did all that stuff, and she's high heels and hair. Oh, amazing. This is Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah.
Not super familiar with his work. He's newer.
Yeah. Eminem was good.
Great. Fun.
It's a good Super Bowl song.
All good driving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
I did an Eminem Peloton ride already this weekend.
Did you?
Wow. And I just like Snoop Dogg, how he's so chill. I used the Willie Nelson of rappers.
Yeah.
And Willie Nelson was in a spot last night. You see that?
Yes, he was. Yep.
No. So halftime, either you loved it or you didn't. That's all there is to it. But it was a tight, good show.
Yeah, it really was.
I thought.
I loved the props. I loved the stage. I loved the acts. It was really
great. Game was good.
I enjoyed. I actually did the little. They had a virtual thing that you could do during halftime.
Mm-hmm.
So on your phone, you could like. It was like you were on the stage.
You're so techie.
While they were performing, I pulled it up on my phone, and like when Mary J was performing, I could see Snoop. He was just downstairs, sitting on one of the couches, like hanging out.
Wow.
Like on the set, it was pretty cool.
Brian,
yeah,
right?
He loves technology. I'm like, how does this click or what?
I know. I don't like it. Gotta go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Okay. Morning Court's coming up. We have Holly on the phone. Holly's reconnected with her college sweetheart, aka boyfriend. They went separate ways. They both got married. They both got divorced. Now, he invited her for a fabulous weekend to Newport. I guess his little pad down there. But he wasn't happy
really?
With Holly at the end. And he said he's not so sure he wants to continue. So, as the kids say, what happened? What happened?
What happened?
What happened? We'll find out with Holly. That's coming up in 10. Okay. That's right, Brad. That's what they say.
I guess good. So.
Yeah, okay, fine. Anyway, 7:30, Morning Court coming up. Let's check traffic.
All right, this is brought to you by Staples Stores. There's some problems out there.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show.
All rise. ROR Morning Court is now in session.
Order, order.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Oh, my God.
Morning Court is in session. Today's plaintiff is Holly. Good morning, Holly.
Good morning. Good morning, you guys. How are you?
We're good. Thanks for coming to Morning Court.
Yeah, well, I listen to Morning Court all the time with you guys, and I just thought I'll give it a shot.
Why not? Well, you sent us an email at WROR.com/court, and looks like you recently connected with an old boyfriend. That's the good news.
Yeah.
What's the bad news? What's going on?
Okay, well, it's been great. I reconnected with this old boyfriend of mine from college. He was my college sweetheart. And it's kind of amazing. Facebook, you know, we got back in touch. I got married. He got married. I got divorced. He got divorced. So it was like perfect timing.
Mm.
Reconnected just like old times. Picked up right where we left off.
Yeah.
Within a few weeks of flirting.
Okay.
Boom. He invited me to his place in Rhode Island.
Where now? Where are you, Holly? Yeah, 603.
I live in New Hampsure.
That's what I thought. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So a little nice day trip down there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it was fabulous. The weekend was like magical. We went to Newport, grabbed some drinks, dinner, watched movies. It was so much fun.
Okay.
Here's the thing. Okay. So it came to bedtime and I stayed in the guest room.
That's
alone.
Right.
Alone.
I wasn't ready to go there again, you guys. You know, we're reconnected, but we've been through a lot.
Yeah.
First time we've seen each other in person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's understandable.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Okay. So.
So the next morning we get up, we have brunch, we kiss goodbye. I went home. Everything felt great.
Okay.
And then I didn't hear from him for a few days, which is real, like unlike him in the way we've been talking.
Uh-oh. Mm-mm.
So I reached out. Okay. Get this. This is what he said to me. Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah, I'm more than ready. Soft. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So he told me he's disappointed the way the weekend went and the lack of you know what.
Yeah.
Disappointed.
He told me he's like,
honest.
It's not like we're strangers and we haven't been down that road before. And he doesn't need another buddy.
Oh, wow. He put it out there.
Yeah,
well, you didn't. He did. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You know, yeah. Well, I mean,
totally
he put it out.
You can't take him anywhere.
Yeah. Jeez.
Oh, my God. It was kind of hurt.
No, I know. Yeah. I don't mean the kid. So that must have been shocking to hear that. Jeez.
Yeah. Okay. But then there's more.
Okay. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
So he tells me, I'd love to see you again this weekend. But not as friends. And I can come down, but basically, if I'm not putting out, he has to move on.
He said
that? This guy is very...
Well, he didn't say putting out, but right. You know.
Yeah, but like,
you get it. He doesn't want to
He said do it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Blast it up.
Yeah, I got to blast it up. I'm a classy lady, you guys.
Wow. So, Holly, you're, you know, it's certainly being forward. You can't say it doesn't...
No games.
Tell you,
I got to tell you, no games.
No games
there's
there.
That.
Exactly. And I respect that. Look, I know he doesn't want to waste time. I get it. And maybe I question myself. Like, am I being too old-fashioned?
This is tough.
This is a tough one.
I'm not going to say to you, yeah, get out of there. You know, that's your business. But the bigger question is,
does the place have a water view?
Exactly.
Okay.
How many? Is it a walk to the ocean or a drive?
How nice.
No.
It's a walk.
Holly, so the question is more, is he being way too forward here? That's a lot of pressure because he has certain expectations that need to be met.
All right. Or is he just breaking down some walls? Like, what are we waiting for? Let's just, let's do this. Just not in the most romantic fashion ever.
True.
Just, kind of like, what the question is, why are you holding back? I can't believe I'm actually saying that, but I'm just, that's one question you got to ask in all the questions of asking.
Holly, go lightly.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, God. You've been waiting this whole time to say that, right? Holly. Okay.
No, I just came to me. So, Holly, look, here is the deal. Just keep the radio on.
Yeah.
We're going to have lots of people chiming in with some advice on how they feel about your situation. Because you should never be pressured with an ultimatum, and it kind of feels like that to me.
Is it pressure, or is it just like total honesty?
Total honesty. Okay.
I don't know. That's a good question.
Let's get some advice for Holly. She is going to be listening, so give us a call, 888-410-1057, Morning Court in Session. Holly, stay with us, okay?
I'll be here.
The next few minutes.
Help me out.
Yeah, we'll see what the listeners have to say, okay?
Thanks, guys.
Brian, maybe we can have Holly come back later. I'm curious to see if she's going to go one way or the other. With the advice, okay?
Yep.
Because she's got some decisions to make, right? Whether it is he expected too much too soon, right? Or is it somebody you even want to carry on with?
Right.
If his expectations were delivery upon receipt.
Yeah.
You know, COD is what he wanted, right? Not so much. 888-410-1057.
Wow.
Yeah. Romantic, right?
Yeah.
105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Trying to help Holly out today at Morning Court. So she reconnected with an old college flame down in Newport. He's got a swanky place down there. I think he whined and dined, but he didn't end up getting what he wanted in the end, so to speak, right?
Yeah, well.
So he texted her after what she thought was a great weekend and said, I don't need another buddy. If it's not, I don't need another pal to hang out with. No romance for him was the deal breaker. So she's not sure what to do next.
Okay.
All right. So where should she go? We'll take a guy's point of view.
Oh, okay.
We'll start with Billy. Billy, what do you say?
It sounds to me like that young lady has a lot of respect for herself. Mm-hmm. And if he doesn't like the idea that she's not going to put out the first date, well, listen, party to her, because she shouldn't put out the first date. If she did, he'd probably lose all respect for her. I know I would. So, honey, keep your scruples. Don't worry about it. He's probably a loser anyways. Put him on the train to nowhere.
Oh, put him on the train to nowhere.
Man.
Yeah, it's just she's made a decision, and that's her decision, and she should stick to it and not be pressured by what he feels he
thinks
deserves.
Because they've had a history, right?
Like getting on.
Exactly. He sounds like a loser.
Okay.
He sounds like a
Billy
loser.
Doesn't like this guy.
She's going to find a nice guy, and she'll know when it's time.
Yeah.
When she meets the right guy. This guy, he's probably doing this all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's why, that's what kind of guy he is. Oh, he lives in Newport.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. So what if it's got an ocean view?
He lives in Newport. tell him I burned $100 bills just to light my cigar.
All right. Hi, Billy.
All right.
You can trade up to Billy. I love it. Billy, have a great Valentine's. I don't know who that lucky lady is, but I bet she's going to have a good time. All right. Let's say hi to Melanie. Melanie, you don't like it at all, huh?
No. This is 2022. We don't take this from men anymore.
Yes. I love it. Can I get that on a pillow?
On a t-shirt, on a bumper sticker, on anything.
All right.
We don't take this.
Okay.
No.
So is it an automatic dump? Just dump them?
This is not, we're not talking months and months of dating here where you can have that honest conversation. This is the first they've reconnected.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. You should never be pressured into something you're not comfortable with, and she clearly wasn't comfortable with it. So that just speaks to her character.
To be fair,
volume for her character.
Yeah, I don't know if he pressured her so much that weekend, because it seems like It was after the date that he said that this is he wanted.
Sure,
more, you know
that,
what I mean. Still
that
pressure.
Text was a complete manipulation.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. He has every right to say what he has to say, but she has every right to be like, you know.
Yeah.
Go blank. Yep. Anything.
Okay. All right. Wow. Melanie, I'm sure you agree, and you.
I do. Holly, you can do much better.
Okay, there you are.
2022.
Yeah.
We don't have to put up with that stuff.
Look at that.
Anymore.
I like
no
it.
No more.
You never had to for the record, so just saying.
Oh, you did? Really?
Yeah, you didn't have to.
Did we not? I never got that.
No, I mean, just if you could just say what, you know, Holly did. Not going to happen.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
See? Anyway, that's good, Melanie. Yeah. Have a great Valentine's.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. So he didn't pressure, just so people know, it wasn't like anything dramatic.
He just basically said, you know, after that weekend, like, I'm not looking, I want us to do it. I want us to do it, and if you're not going to do it, I want to find somebody else to do it.
Well, that's what it sounds like.
What it is.
I don't need another pal to watch the football,
right,
the football
exactly.
game
and
with.
Then she's just like, well, should I do it?
And that's why she called us, because she's like, is it worth trying to rekindle if the flame is out, right? 888-410-1057.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying, enable ROR Boston. Then say, open ROR. Or WROR.com. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Yes, and it's sponsored by FindMassMoney.com. Log on today to see if there's unclaimed money waiting for you. There's $1,000 waiting for Paula from Stoughton. Good morning, Paula.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good. Paula, I think you and LBF have some common ground here.
Yes,
we do. Yep. We do, yeah. We both grew up in Canton. I think I graduated a few years after you, I'm not mistaken.
She's younger.
And your brother Rob is really good friends with my cousin Mike.
Look at this. Family reunion time.
Yep.
Well, that's
Canton's
great.
Canton's a very small world.
It is.
Small world. And, you know, LBF, the queen of Canton here.
I'm not the queen of Canton.
Oh, sure you are.
You kind of are, though, I guess.
Yeah. Celebrity. Who else you got?
Oh, geez.
What else they got?
The queen.
What else they got?
What else they got?
Jeez.
Well, you know.
Wow.
All right.
Paul Revere? I mean, I don't know. That guy was kind of popular,
too. He got
too.
Around.
Hey, enough about LBF, Paula.
Paula, tell
us about yourself, Paula.
Well, we live in Stoughton. I am a nurse case manager in the emergency department at Faulkner Hospital. So,
wow.
Yeah, busy.
You've been busy throughout the whole pandemic, so we appreciate that. And we hope you get $1,000. I know three of your boys are in the kitchen with you right now, rooting for you, right, Paula?
No, they're not rooting for me.
They're telling me
that I'm going to embarrass the family. And
God.
They're rooting for me, but not in their own little fun way.
Yeah, I know. All right, let's do a prove them wrong, Paula. Get all 10 right, you get $1,000. Of course, you're not sure about a question, say pass. If there's time on the clock, we'll go back to it. Here we go.
What is 7 plus 7?
14.
When someone writes X's and O's on a card, what do they mean?
Kisses and hugs.
What color roses mean love?
Red.
What nursery rhyme character kissed the girls and made them cry?
Pass.
What does love mean in tennis?
Zero. Score of zero.
According to fairy tales, you have to kiss a lot of what to find your prince?
Frogs.
In what city did Romeo and Juliet take place?
Oh, my God. Pass.
Buttercup and Wellesley are the main characters in this movie.
Buttercup and...
Wellesley.
I have no idea. Pass.
California produces the majority of America's roses. True or false?
True.
Venus, the goddess of love, was believed to be born from what?
Oh, my gosh. Pass.
What nursery rhyme character kissed the girls and made them cry?
Something. Oh, God, I don't know.
You're close. You can hear the kids. Something. Close.
It was?
Georgie Porgy.
Oh, my I was all I kept thinking was pudding pie.
Yes.
No.
Yeah. How else? Well, Georgie Porgy.
Pudding and pie, kiss the girls and made them cry.
Yeah. Oh, Georgie. Yeah.
Yep. Georgie. Yep. Consent, Georgie.
Again, it's 2022,
consent.
Georgie.
Yeah, we don't have to put up with that from men anymore.
No, we heard that.
Oh, that Polly girl, she doesn't need to put up with.
Right, exactly.
Either.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Hey, you got six correct. You passed a few. Ooh. And we kind of ran out of time on the clock. Here's what you missed.
You didn't get any wrong, so tell those boys. It was all passes, and it's a passing grade. In what city did Romeo and Juliet take place? Verona. Buttercup and Wesley are the main characters in the movie The Princess Bride.
Okay, yep.
And Venus, the goddess of love, was believed to be born from sea foam.
Sea foam? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, goodness. Well, I'm the anti-you, LBF, because I despise Valentine's Day.
You do.
All right.
Ooh.
I don't despise it. I just think there's no reason for it.
And that's why I kind of like it. Because, no, like, and also it's the underdog holiday because so many people don't like it.
Mm.
Right.
So, mm.
Yeah,
and also
yeah.
There's chocolate to be eaten.
Yeah, Paula.
But my husband got me flowers, and I'm just looking at them going, oh, my God, what a waste of money.
I know. It's wow. So, I agree with you. It's so different. When you're dating, you're like, so, damn. That's so nice. And when you're married, you're like, you spent that kind of money on those flowers? Are you out of mind?
Give me the cash.
Yes, exactly. That is a Canton girl right there.
That
right.
Couldn't be more Canton. Jeez. All right. Hey, Paula.
Great.
All right. Good news is you didn't win chocolate or flowers. No. You won a pair of tickets to see Daryl Hall at the Orpheum. That's going to be April 11th. Take the night off. Take your lucky husband there.
Oh,
and enjoy
God.
The show.
That'll be
all
fun.
All right. That sounds great.
Yeah. There's no oats. It's just Hall. Is that right?
That's I want to make sure I got this gluten-free.
Right.
Gluten-free.
Okay, fine. There you go. All right, Paul. It was
so
a
much.
Pleasure. You listen again and give another shot down the road, okay?
I will. Yep. Thank
okay,
you.
Bye, Paula.
Thanks, Paula.
Happy Valentine's. Anyway, she's fun.
Yeah.
It's great, great. She got six right past a lot, but that's okay. If you were yelling at the radio because you knew Georgie Porgy Pudding Pie was kissing the girls and
making them cry.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Then you should sign up for Super Smart. Right?
Yes. Just go to WROR.com. You play it, slay it, we pay it.
$1,000. Anyway, yeah. Hall, Daryl Hall.
I
at
love
the Orpheum.
It.
That'd be a great concert. I'd like to see that. I don't happen to Oates. Whatever.
Yeah, she's taking some time off.
Maybe he is. Yeah, okay. Stewing, probably.
I get it.
No?
I see what you're doing.
All right, 8:11. Let's
make it stop.
You're so kidding. Anyway, let's see how the roads are doing, Brian Bell.
Shaggy Ryan, brought to you by Brightview Senior Living.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
It's 8:28. Morning Court. Today we spoke with Holly. She had a rekindling with an old flame, as they say. College sweethearts, they went their separate ways. They each got married. Now they're both divorced. And they kind of reconnected. And he invited her down to, I guess, Newport to his little getaway for a weekend. And so she didn't do everything he would want her to do, as it turns out. And he said, I don't need another buddy. Or pal.
A pal.
Okay.
He might.
So I guess he's invited her down to one more bite of the apple, so to speak.
Right.
See whether or not she is going to, go back, or is that it? And Brian, we have Holly standing by, right?
Yep.
Okay, so let's have some more calls. See if she'll make up her mind whether or not she should see a guy who puts such pressure on. Melanie called, and she said 2022.
Yeah. We don't have to put up with that anymore.
Nope.
From men.
Okay.
And I'm going to get it written on a pillow.
Yeah, it's going to be a nice pillow. Okay, let's see what you say. ROR, good morning.
Hi, I wanted to call and weigh in on the Morning Court.
Yeah, after Melanie's call, I don't know where we can go with this, you know? It's 2022.
We don't have to put up with this from men anymore.
What do you say?
I think there's a consideration. I think it's good that he can be that honest. Obviously, it's not romantic. But if he's not looking for a pal, I think her question is, are you looking for a buddy, if you know what I mean, right?
Oh,
like, she may
right.
not want to be.
That's well
you
said.
Know, she may
buddy.
Not want to be
play
his
on
buddy
words.
Either.
Uh-huh.
So they need to decide, like, are we working towards something, or does he just have a scratch to itch? And does she want to scratch the itch, too? Like, they have to make up that. They have to have that conversation.
Mm-hmm. I like that, because he's saying what he wants, but shouldn't she say what she wants
she
from
should.
Us? Right? It
yeah.
is 2022.
Yeah, we don't have to put up with this stuff from men anymore.
Yeah, I know. But that's a good point. You're saying just have the conversation. Yeah. Because you're going to need closure.
Right. Because
this isn't like a Match.com date where you don't really, they have history. Right. So, I mean, they at least deserve that.
It's worth enough follow-up conversation.
It's a really long-distance drive for a buddy situation.
Right.
Well, I think that's just his getaway pad. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thank you, guys.
All right, thanks.
Good call. Renee, what do you say?
Hi.
Hi, good morning. What's your advice for Holly?
I am, like, so aggravated. My heart is racing. This guy has got me so twisted up.
Go for it.
Had it been the third or fourth time, understandable.
Yeah.
The first time that she comes over and this is how he reacts, he doesn't give her a chance, nothing. I mean, oh, my heart is racing.
Yeah, so...
I've had my share of dating, you know, and I'm 57 years old, and I've been alone now for about 10 years, and I love it. I have my two dogs, and it's great. You know what? For him to come out like that on the first time, that just goes to show, you know what? He's a jerk. He's just, that's all he wants.
Yeah.
That's all he wants.
Yeah.
That's what he's out for.
Yeah.
All right.
That's what Renee thinks.
Yep.
Renee says...
Walk away. He made me do it.
Yep. All right. Hey,
thanks,
I hope your
guys.
Heart calms down. Okay, Renee.
Have a great Valentine's Day.
My undies are in a bunch over there.
Her panties are in a bunch.
Yeah.
Oh, they're in a bunch. Well, okay.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, gosh. Thanks a lot, guys.
Renee, thanks for listening. We appreciate you. Okay.
No problem.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Okay, Holly's back on the phone. So I guess you had a decision to make about whether or not you wanted to see him again this weekend after how it ended last time.
Oh, gosh. I mean, it feels too soon, but I have to make this decision. It's this weekend.
Yeah.
And I need to give him an answer.
Okay.
The more I listen to everyone, I just had a gut check, and I'm thinking to myself, look, I'm no spring chicken. I've been around the block. It's like, why am I holding back?
Wow.
Life's too short. So I think I'm going to go.
Yeah.
With the intention of... really just trying to be in the moment and see what I'm comfortable with that day.
Yeah, no promises, right? Like, just like, let's see. And then you'll know either way.
Well, because that way you're telling him you're willing to go, you know, down that road to, and you want more than just having another buddy.
Right. But, you know, if when the time comes, you're like, I'm not feeling it. You get to be like, I'm not feeling it. I got to go home.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. And it's over either way.
Yeah.
You know, if I say no in the moment or no now, it's over. But
right.
This way I'm giving myself a chance. Maybe I want to go there.
Yeah, you don't know.
Jeez.
Yeah. That's good.
All right. Well, have a great weekend. Call us Monday.
Yeah, please do. Oh, let us know how it went.
Yeah, the sack.
Very excited.
Oh, my God.
Just an idea.
All right.
Okay.
I'm ignoring him.
You wouldn't be
you
the
guys
first.
Are the best.
Thank you, Holly. Have a great weekend.
Thanks.
Who expected that? She wants to go ahead and give it one more shot.
Well, maybe she likes him, but...
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe.
Well, she said it was great the whole weekend, except for at the end, you know, when she got that text from him saying that, you know, he doesn't need another buddy. So maybe, you know, they get one more shot. See how that goes.
You know, I know one thing. It's 2022, and we don't have to put up with
that. We're done. Right. Yeah. Holly knows. It's good. Yeah. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. It's 8:36. Happy Valentine's Day. It's going to be cold, so cuddle up with that Valentine of yours. Keep them warm. It's going to be 22. That is it. It's going to feel like single digits, the real feel.
Yeah.
So maybe a nice
real feel.
Light a fire?
Yeah. Yeah, light a fire.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
Light a fire?
I don't mean to interrupt you because I feel like it's going to get weird.
No, I just, you know, I'm saying it's going to be cold tonight.
Uh-huh.
And it is Valentine's.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
But see, Valentine's Day is not just about, as I said to Dave, it's not about like romantic love. It's about love. It's a day to tell people that you care about them. And, you know, it doesn't have to be about, like, because people get really turned off. It's like, oh, I have to do this or blah, it's just for couples.
Right.
No, it's about how love is the answer.
Love is the answer.
Mm-hmm.
What was the question?
I'm not sure, but okay. Love is the answer.
That's good.
Right?
I like, you guys doing anything tonight?
It's my favorite holiday. You no, probably not. I already did stuff this weekend, but I decorated, and I have balloons and everything. There's parts on the...
You do have literally 99 red balloons in your house.
I have tons of them.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. You love Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And my wife loves it, too. So we went out Saturday night, had a nice dinner.
Yep.
So today, we're going to take her mother out for a luncheon.
That's nice.
Valentine's Day luncheon.
That's good. That's a nice son-in-law thing to do.
That's what I said. I invited her because Carolyn said, if I invite her, she'll say, nah. But if Bob invites her, she can't say no. So that's why I invited her.
That's funny because I'd definitely say no to you. Wow.
So I texted my mother-in-law.
Yeah.
Beth, dear mother-in-law, won't you join your lovely daughter, Carolyn, and me for a Valentine's luncheon? We'll pick you up approximately 1 p.m. Please RSVP yes at your earliest convenience. Kindly yours, son-in-law, Robert. She loved it. Yeah. Carolyn said you forgot one thing.
What's that?
Say it's tomorrow.
Oh, yes,
so
right.
She didn't know when.
Yeah.
So we're doing it today.
That's great.
Huh? You can't say no to that.
Yeah, you can't. I mean, one couldn't.
You can't.
Your mother-in-law can't.
No, why
would
she?
That'll be nice. You know, again, what I said before, it's not about romantic love. If it is, you have something to talk about with your wife. But it's about showing people that you love, like your mother-in-law.
Yeah. Good.
You care about them.
Good. That's awesome. But we are going to start a fire.
Yeah, okay.
Just after 9 o'clock.
All right.
Billy Joel, we didn't start the fire. Mm-hmm. See where I was going with that?
I did,
it's worth $500 to call her 100 when we start the fire.
All right.
Okay?
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm. I want to light myself on fire at this point.
Well, you know, you say that, and if I didn't know any better, I think you meant that. But I know better. Right? Right. Okay.
Love is the answer.
All right, Brian, be listening just after 9 for Billy Joel, we didn't start the fire. Apparently, we're not. Okay.
All right.
What do you got, Brian?
Check your ride. We'll wrap things up. Just the Crashes here, brought to you by Staples Stores.
105.7 WROR, 80s and more. This is Steve Miller Band. Take the money and run. Yep, you can take it and run if you want to. But either way, be here just after 9. We're going to play. Yes.
I was just wondering if I can walk briskly.
Today, please don't run.
How about just sit?
Yeah. Take the money and sit. We're talking about the 15K No Repeat Workday song of the day. That's Billy Joel, right?
Yep.
We didn't start the fire, so that's it. So as soon as you hear that in the cue to call, a lucky caller 100 wins $500.
Nice.
Remember, it's a different phone number. It's not the usual request line where you can call and talk to us or whatever. There's a money line set up just for this contest.
Just for money.
So you don't have to talk to us.
It's perfect, really.
Right?
For you guys.
Yeah. Well, somebody might want to say hi. I don't know.
Maybe.
The money line number is 855. 485-2000. If a jingle helps, here's the number. Maybe you'll remember it when the time comes.
Call 855-485-2000. It's the money line.
That's it. Okay.
That's it.
Billy Joel, we didn't start the fire. That's going to be worth $500 to caller number 100 just between 9 and 10 o'clock. Listen for that, okay?
Cool.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.